I'm Israel Hale with New Media Broadcasters. Thanks for tuning in to Insight. The U.S. Attorney's Office in Montana just scored two convictions against meth traffickers that were affecting Rocky Boy, Fort Belknap, and others in the Hill County area, including Haver. I spoke with Jesse Lasovich to ask who's being targeted specifically by these traffickers and what the feds are doing to put a stop to it.
I wouldn't say Hill County specifically. Sadly, we're seeing it across the state, but I think in particular, what we're seeing is the targeting of reservations and in those areas around the reservations. And of course, when you have Fort Belknap and Rocky Boys right there, that is going to trickle into Hill County. That's not to say that the defendants are only targeting the reservations, but it's certainly a target. But they're looking to get business all over the state, and they are doing that all over the state. We just see it around the reservations in a heightened way.
I see. Do you have any reasons as to why that might be the case?
Well, I think the main part is money. And I've talked about this with others as well. In Montana, you know, when someone selling fentanyl or meth can make a lot more money here than they can in Denver or in Washington. And then further south you get, it's cheaper because there's more of it. And so that piece is a big part of it. And then the other piece in terms of the location, there's the demand, Israel, that we have. And we always are talking about the supply side of the equation. And I think there's very little discussion about the demand. And obviously there is a demand here in our state. And specifically, and I'm not stating, I know I'm stating the obvious here, but there are substance misuse and abuse problems on our reservations. People who have addictions, we see a lot of that. As I meet with our tribal partners, they share those concerns with me. And of course, it's occurring off of the reservations as well. But I think those two. The money that people make, the drug traffickers, and then, of course, they're making a bunch of money because there's quite the demand.
For the last 7 episodes of Insight, go to HighlineToday.com and find the news podcast page. I'm Israel Hale. Thanks for listening to Insight.